on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Jana is taking the evening off, so I am here with Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's going on, Jen?
Not a whole lot.
Liar. Lies.
That was a lie.
Mafia War lies.
I just always say that.
I know.
What's going on?
And then you're like, oh, yeah, and then you can take like 40 minutes to tell them what's really going on.
Well, in my real life, nothing is going on because I've spent so much time vlogging. My poor dogs. They didn't get a walk for the past 2 days.
Holy mackerel.
But we have a doggy door and they get to run freely in the yard.
So they
but
are
they
surviving.
Like the walks.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be this way. I shouldn't have to live like this because, you know, we go through periods of nothing, 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 and then boom, we just got hit with so much stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it definitely kind of was a big pile of it.
Oh, my gosh. And the thing that makes me the most mad about it all is the night before they released the London districts, the 3 new districts in London, mm-hmm. they slipped in a pay-to-play secret district. Now, if you knew there were 3 new districts coming the next day, you probably wouldn't have bought it. I wouldn't have. So now I'm stuck with having to do the Snake Island on top of everything else.
Yeah.
And I feel that was sneaky. They probably should have put that pay-to-play secret district out with the other one. Or waited, because, you know, when there's new stuff, people want to do it.
Right, yeah, I mean, most people are going to be focusing their attention on the new districts in London, so then why even release a secret district? Why not save it for when things slow back down again?
Or even the same day, because once you purchase it, you have 12 days. So if they would have put those two out at the same time, then people could have chosen what they wanted to do. I would have held off on buying Snake Island.
Right.
But I didn't know. I was clueless. So now my Snake Island has been ignored, and I might not finish it, and then it wouldn't be worth the value. Because you do buy those pay-to-play secret districts for the skill points.
Right.
And to kill time when there's nothing going on in the game. We could have used that like a week ago.
Yeah.
That's just my rant. I mean, I have many rants, but that's,
many, many runs.
That one made me the most mad, too, because then you can go to bed thinking nothing new could possibly come out. And then you wake up to, like, 3 new districts and 2 new properties.
Yeah, and new collections.
And yeah, and then the occasional Spockholm pushing stuff out. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Can't take the pressure. Yes, we did add something new.
Yes, what is it?
To the toolbar, there was a new feature added called the Union Hall 2.0. And so for those that don't really know what we're calling Union Hall, if you log in your Mafia Wars game on the homepage, that block that's on the right-hand side, which gives you an opportunity to build or collect on your properties and stuff right from it, is called Union Hall. That's what Zynga named it. Well, we kind of did a spocketized version of it. So it's the same thing. And if you have the toolbar installed, what we've now given you the capability to do is when you're collecting those properties, you actually have an option now to collect the individual items when you want them. So you can apply your Taskmaster, there's a button there for that. It shows as a 2X. And then there's other buttons to collect your stamina and energy, depending on which particular city you're trying to collect for. So it creates some new buttons there that lets you have a little bit more control over collecting your items. You know, you're always welcome to still use, you know, not install a toolbar, and you still get, you just won't be able to collect individually on the items, or you can go in and use the property manager to go in and collect on them. But that also doesn't let you do it on individual items. It lets you do it on the whole, you know, all of the city. So that's really the big news that came out of the toolbar. So
it's nice because the new London properties and Chicago, you can't collect individually, and you get some energy and stamina on the London properties.
Right. So for those that are planning or strategically planning on how they level and stuff like that, you know, that can be part of your now strategy in the game on how to get, you know, get going on it. It's one of those things that, you know, you never know. This may be something that just over time Zynga just decides to mimic and leave in the game themselves, because, you know, it would be nice to have these kinds of features added to their Union Hall.
Well, they started to make something nice with the Union Hall, and like many other things, they stopped updating it. And it was launched in August.
Yeah.
And what was it, Ike that posted the image of the code of Union Hall? And when they removed Italy from the game, rather than rewrite the code, they just covered up Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a blank. Well, if you don't use the toolbar, you'll see a blank area. And they didn't really change the code. They just blacked out the Italy part.
Well, and the other one is that Vegas is, you know, if you have the toolbar installed, the Vegas option is removed because it's not really something
who cares
people go and collect on much anymore, because you can only get so much money over there anyway.
Another thing that we should point out is, believe it or not, there are still players who haven't received Union Hall on their accounts. And so if you're one of those people, you won't be able to use this option on the toolbar.
Right.
And yeah. I don't know why they've let this gone so long. Union Hall was pushed August of last year. So,
well, why does Janna still have mini packs?
Exactly. It takes longer to have a kid than to get Union Hall. The other way around. But with something like that, they really should push that out to all players. And on their end, they still have a buttload of players that haven't received the VIP offer. And the ones who want to buy it are really getting mad about it.
Yeah. That's something we've talked about that many times before. I just don't understand why they do things like that. I mean, I get if you're going to do a slow roll on something. We've had that conversation before. We've even done that at Spockholm. If there's something that we think is going to cause undue server load or whatever else, you know, sometimes we'll just, you know, trickle it out to a beta test group first, so that, you know, or we've trickled it out to the toolbar users so that, you know, we've got somebody that can test with it, you know, as opposed to just unleashing it on the masses. But, you know, for something like this that they're committed, and I mean, after 9 months in the game, you're telling me you're thinking about possibly removing it, then, you know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they probably just forgot. They stopped updating it, so they probably don't.
Well, and I think they've probably got a lot of code that's, you know, kind of been mashed together from what was the original Mafia Wars to begin with, that started the whole thing, to what they've kind of thrown and patched and shoved in the middle of, instead of, you know, it all being a nice, clean, designed application on the back end. So I'm sure there's some lingering stuff that has to be dealt with in that case. But that's just design strategy, so I don't know. So what else we got? I mean,
oh, just about 20 things.
Well, let's hear them.
We'll start big and then go small. The major thing that happened this week was
that's what she said.
No, isn't it the other way around?
I don't know.
Okay, the London districts 4, 5, and 6 were released, and not a whole lot to say about those. It's pretty much like the first three, Chicago, Brazil. Nothing changed from the layout or the format. The bandits are there, and people are getting really mad because they can't serial level. But that's most likely why the bandits were added. I can think of no other reason, but they're very annoying. If you have a small mafia, it's almost impossible to keep your queue filled with members. So it puts those with the small mafia at a disadvantage. When you finish the first two jobs in the first two districts, you'll unlock two new properties, the underground station, and that will generate energy, and the bank will, the Royal Bank will generate stamina. And the difference this time around compared to Brazil is in Brazil, you get a percentage of your pool. And in London, you get a flat rate. So the most you could get on a fully upgraded property is 1,000 energy or 1,000 stamina. And then if you activate your Taskmaster, you'll get 2,000 of each. And for the first few days, players that have energy and stamina pools less than 2,000, we're noticing that their extra was being removed as soon as they did a game action. And I believe that's been fixed. at least I haven't seen any complaints today, and Brandon checked it out today, and it was sticking. But we've seen that bug a lot in the game. Mm-hmm. And if you were smart and you collected your upgrade parts from the first three properties, you should have had enough extra to just get to level 10. Mm-hmm. We recommended people do that. And, you know, the ones who did are fully upgraded. The ones who aren't, you can still use the gift blaster, and we have special links to get those parts. They're not on the free gift page. Mm-hmm. And the loot is pretty good. And not all of it, but there's like a lot of good henchmen with stats over 120. But as with all these cities, the energy costs are ridiculous and the drop rates are even worse. So unless you're a big time serial leveler, you may not be able to max out on all this loot. I mean, I only have 6,000 energy, so I don't even try to max on job loot. I just do it to get everything done, because I figure by the time I would be able to get enough loot to make a difference, they're going to have something bigger and better.
Yeah.
And then there's three new collections, four new achievements that came a couple days late. And one thing that's interesting is if you go to your city store, there are two henchmen and one armor item that have pretty good stats. And there's one henchman that will probably help almost everybody. And you can buy them with London pounds. Unless you're one of the people that Zynga somehow lost all your London pounds, you're going to have to start over. So right now, London cash is kind of a big thing, more so than we're used to seeing. But I imagine we'll have new loot to replace it soon anyways. So that's London. And that now they finally decided that the Ice Seasons event wouldn't cause server problems. So we got Ice Season 19. And it was funny, they released Ice Season 18 first.
Yep.
And if you had already completed it, it was just done. But people thought at the time that maybe Zynga was pushing it back out so people that didn't finish it would have a chance. So they started icing, you know, buying stamina refills. Well, they pulled it and then automatically added the 19th Ice Season. But nobody got credit for the ices they got. But if you were able to complete it before they pulled it, you did get the loot item.
Okay.
Or at least the stats increased. And so Ice Season 19 is different in that we only have to get 1,000 ices versus 1,500 for a 2-week span. You know, the only two types of ice seasons we've had so far has been 2 weeks, 1,500 ices, or 1 week, 1,000 ices. So they went with 1,000 in 2 weeks. Which still, if you do family progression every day, the ice season wouldn't be a big deal in a week. But they really need to work on having a way to get this family progression thing done without getting 150 ices, or make it easier to get ices. And there were a lot of fighting bugs for a couple days, and they said that they were doing maintenance for performance improvements for fighting. And apparently that's all done, but nobody's said that fighting's that much better. And I know people are still complaining about it. And it's just hard for people to get 150 ices. You have all the people with too much health, and then the ones you can ice are already iced, and it's making high-level players go after the little levels, and it's just bad for the game. Mm-hmm. They really need to do something about that.
Yeah.
And I like the robbing idea that so many have had. I don't know who came up with it first. I think it was Pistol Pete, but there was probably some guy before him that wants credit. But that would easily relieve much of the fighting. People would go to robbing to do their family progression, and you wouldn't have all these attacks on small players, and you wouldn't have all the, you know, time and heartache it takes to get these. If they want to keep players, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, as I mentioned before, we got the pay-to-play Secret District Snake Island. If you fully mastered it before, it'll cost 35 reward points to do it again. And it is a good deal because you get 36 skill points, you get another mastery item. And if you didn't collect the 50 loot items before, you can do it now and you'll get those additional 15 skill points. So I went ahead and bought it. I would have waited. Once you buy it, you get 12 days to finish it.
Yeah, I've been focusing on getting that
Metal Mafia stuff.
Yeah, because of the what's the name of that one item that you get?
The Pyrotorch.
Yeah, is that the one
that helps you, or the Capybara?
The Pyro Torch.
Yeah, Pyro, not pirate.
Pyro. Yeah.
There's no pirates in Metal Mafia
yet.
Yeah, I think we have some in the game. And that's another thing with when they push all this stuff too fast. I would have liked to spend, you know, an entire 2 weeks farming these pyro torches and capybaras. Although there's better animals in London that drop now than the capybara. So those who spend a lot of energy trying to get them aren't too happy. But it is what it is. I guess we don't have to all do it in a day or two.
Yeah.
But I guess for the limited time, you are limited. And Metal Mafia has about 5 days left once the show airs.
Right.
And then, if that weren't enough, we got new fight loot, which is kind of a joke. And the server image for the banner was found in early February. So I have a feeling that this loot should have been pushed out a lot sooner. And the stats are kind of laughable for some of it. One item might help people. The last one, let me look.
The snuch?
I forgot what it was called. Oh, the spineless lizard is a defense animal, and there is no defense animal in the VIP loot. And it has stats of 116, but now that most of the stuff is shifting, if you look at your London loot and all that, you know, the stats for this fight loot should have been higher.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll hope to see another refresh soon. But I know the spineless lizard will help me a little bit.
The lizard.
But I'm not going out of my way. I've said this before too. When fight loot used to come out, it was a big deal. And you would keep buying refills and try to max on the stuff as soon as possible. But I found just getting my 150 ices a day is plenty to have it maxed in a week. And if only one item's going to help me, why bother? Mm-hmm. And that'll probably be replaced by something soon anyways. And then we got new Declare War loot, which is cool. And, the three new tiers, the last two tiers have loot that are probably going to help most players. But there's a glitch right now. And some people are finding that their wars don't finish. And if you get one of these, and you ask people to try to finish it for, anyone who attacks the headshot is going to get a loot item when the war finally finishes. So you could have 100 people click that headshot 500 times, and when that war finally expires, they're going to have all that war loot. And I posted about this almost a month ago, and it's still going on, and now they put out new war loot, so... If someone gets one of these, they're called never-ending wars, but they do end after 8 hours. But if you get one, you can help all your Mafia members get more loot. Hmm. And it's something Zynga needs to fix, because all the Declare War loot has better stats than the VIP loot, so why would I buy a VIP membership if I can just wait for someone in my Mafia to get a glitched war? And they should roll back people that have already maxed on it all. But that's not for us to decide. They tried to roll people back who took advantage of that one exploit, and then they screwed it up. So it's almost better to just say, leave it alone and let those people enjoy what they got. But it just devalues anything you would spend money on.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes, people that do spend money be more cautious about, this could be a waste of my money here. But so 30 new war items, 3 new achievements. The bad news is we're getting another limited time property. It will probably be out by the time this show airs. And it's called the Arctic Base. And it will have 15 levels. And the loot's in the inventory. The server images have been found. So it's just a matter of time before they push it. It would be nice if they waited till next week. But I have a feeling they won't. Because they like to just push it all out. They don't care that we have lives and other things to deal with. And we also found another banner for a limited time mission, and the loot's been added for that. So it's possible we could see one of those this week, too.
Holy mackerel.
I know. Hopefully they'll hold off on it, please, so I can at least have a day where I'm not stuck to my computer.
Although I did finish Snake Island, and I'm almost done with London, new districts already.
It's people like you.
But I don't complain. See, I mean, that'd be the problem. If everybody was complaining that, oh, man, there's nothing to do in the game, I'm happy to go about my leveling and doing the things that I would normally do, family progression stuff and everything, without having lots of interruptions with, you know, new stuff. But that's the way I like to play. I'm not, you know, I don't want to be drug into having to do a million new things in the game. You know,
yeah.
I like the idea of getting a new city. I would like to see the whole city come out at once, in my opinion, instead of the dribs and drabs, release the whole kit and caboodle. And I know they're doing it because development time, they're building up the dime to do the other, but, you know, release a new city every 6 or 8 months or something like that, and then release the whole thing at once. If it's going to have 12 districts, release all 12, you know.
I would like that better, too.
You know, and then that gives people time to do all the things that they need to do in the city instead of kind of releasing it in dribs and drabs. But, you know, and then you just watch and you monitor your servers and you wait and see how many people have already completed it, because they can get those stats from their data, and then say, okay, well, we're looking at it and 90% of the people have actually finished all the cities. Let's move on to the next, you know, start working on the next one.
But there's always those people that complain they're bored.
Well, and that's, yeah, then that's where you got to find a family and you got to get involved in wars and you got to do some other things in the game, because the game is not designed to preoccupy your time, you know, 24 hours out of the day. That's the reason why the game has this, the other subcultures that, you know, stem from it. That this is just a foundation for, not the be-all, end-all. You know, if you're looking for Mafia Wars to be the be-all, end-all of your gameplay, then you're looking in the wrong place anyway, you know. Occasionally a nice little mix-it-up kind of challenge or, you know, secret mission or something like that is a nice addition, you know, or a gifting event that you feel like you're doing something nice with your family and stuff. That's all reasonable. But, yeah, I just think sometimes the too much dribbling and drabbing stuff out.
Yeah.
But that's my take. It's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. So what else? Anything?
There's more.
God!
I'm starting.
Wait, I had to fill in for Chester. Hold on a second. God!
Well, earlier today, everyone should have gotten a Lucky Stash refresh pop-up.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it's the old one. It's the current version.
Okay.
And so they made another mistake, kind of like with the Ice Seasons. But there are 10 new special event items that were added to the inventory. And the stats kind of go with what Lucky Stash should be. So I'm sure we're going to have a Lucky Stash refresh. Looks like they attempted it today, but it didn't go through. And I went and did 20 spins to test it out to see if it was just the wrong pop-up, and it actually was updated, but it wasn't.
Mm.
So I wasted reward points because I don't win anything.
I'm telling you, house wins.
I know. But I've been much
better. You should know that better than anybody.
I do.
I don't even do the free spins hardly anymore.
Don't either, because I found when I do the free spins, it tempts me to do reward point spins. And so I just made a new rule not to do the free spins.
Gotcha.
But there was usually one or two times a month I'll get the bug and I'll start playing it.
I just find myself too busy trying to get the other progression stuff done that it's one more
thing
that I don't have time for, and so I'm not going to mess with it.
Right, and it takes, if you only use three spins, or free spins, you get four a day. One they give to you every day, and three you can use the link to get. But those go away if you don't use them in 24 hours, so you can't stockpile them.
Yeah.
And then the third version of collectible stat cards is out.
Woohoo! Wee! No.
And I stuck to my word this time. I used server images to show what the cards look like. And I bought one for 15 reward points and three for 42 to just show what they look like when you buy them. And that's all I'm doing with them. And I looked at the stats because I was kind of thinking, well, if they offer more skill points, maybe, but it seemed to be the same. And then to really emphasize that I made the right decision when I bought the 3 cards for 42 reward points. 2 of them were duplicates. So I'm like, you know, if they're going to play this duplicate game so you end up spending more than 1,000 reward points to get all of them, that's BS. They're not a good deal. My game will be fine without having them. I would kind of like the grand prize item. It's called the pilot, and it has stats of 205, 205. Right. But there's other big items out there. I don't need it. And they do go on sale every now and then. So I think if you are thinking about buying them, wait till they have a 20% off sale.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it's not worth it as far if you're doing it just for the skill points. If you're doing it to have them to be a completist, like I would like to be.
I gave up on being a completist in this game because there's too much stuff. You know,
yeah.
You can't do it anymore. It used to be that you can pretty much stay on top of your game, play a moderate to larger than moderate amount of time, and, you know, get everything done. And now there's just so much. I gave it up on properties. I don't worry about the limited time properties. If I get to 11, which is kind of a goal now, then that's all I give up. I just, and this next one, I don't even know where I'll end up on it, you know. It just all depends on how anxious I get about the whole thing. But yeah, there's, you know, so much loot that you can't even decide what you want anymore. You're not going to get everything. And then you have options. You have things now you can't even go back and get, you know, with the special items, the marketplace items that you can, limited time items. There's things you'll never get an opportunity to even rebuy. They don't recycle it. So it's not like you can say the next cycle around, you might be able to catch one of the items you missed. So, yeah, you just give up.
The only way that's going to be possible is if they continue with their trend of making a threshold for giftable loot is to wait until whatever item you don't have.
Oh, that's true. And then somebody may be willing to gift it to you.
Yeah.
You know, but then you'd have to hope that it was somebody that's got a lot of, that was a buyer in the game. But even the buyers in the game are learning that, why am I going to go buy it?
Yep.
You know, I got no option to get into anything that I've bought already. So.
And it's funny to see items that you did need to purchase at one time, like how low the stats are. And then if you think of all those reward points you spent and it didn't have any long-term effect on your character, that I think the longer this game goes on and the higher the loot stats become of new stuff, that people are going to start to think that maybe buying loot's not a good idea.
Right.
I mean, it might help them short term, but in the long run, it's just a waste because you got to keep buying to replenish. Yeah. Okay, and speaking of them wanting to buy us to buy things, they threw this new gimmick type feature on the homepage module, and it's called Make Your Friends Stronger. And they didn't really explain how it works, and I wasn't going to figure it out because it was so stupid. But apparently you could gift some of your friends a loot item that you had to pay for. And then if you bought so many, you would get one yourself. And you couldn't do it with reward points. You had to use actual money. And so I clicked on it, and I had 3 friends showing. And for like $10.98, I could gift each one of them a loot item. It didn't make any sense. And you could go to your page and pick people you wanted, but with so many people quitting, why would I spend money to make them stronger when, you know, if I was going to spend that much, not to sound selfish, but I would want to make myself stronger.
Yeah.
So I don't think that feature is going to last very long. I haven't seen a family bargain for a while, but they did re-up the group sale stuff.
Yeah. Saw that.
And they also gave us a free gift, the kind that shows up on the Facebook request page that nobody can find if they didn't catch it right away. And it's called a weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has stats of 165 and 96. So to find him, you got to go to that old Facebook request page where all your gifts used to be. And then you got to search for it. If it spends some time, you need to keep going through your queue. So you need to ignore everything that's showing. Get new stuff, look for it. Or you can contact customer support, which is what most people do when they can't find it. And then a few people have reported, and I found this on my energy account. I did find it, and I clicked on it, and nothing happened. And I checked my inventory, and it wasn't there.
Mm.
So in that case, the only way you're going to get the item is to go through customer support. Although on one of them, I ended up with two items because I went to customer support and they just hadn't, they sent them out in batches instead of all at once. So my item was not there, but that was just because they hadn't sent it yet.
Right.
But they gave me one at customer support, so I have two now.
Oop, they're going to be taking one back.
It's probably outdated by now. I don't
True.
It was one of the older ones. And I think that's everything. I'm sure I forgot some things, but that's just a lot of stuff.
It is a big run of stuff. Yep. So did you come prepared with a shout out for the evening?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No. I can't think of one. Well, everyone's been so helpful.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even have one tonight, and there hasn't been anything new on the rant lines. You know, our prayers still go out to Frank and his family.
Yeah,
with his situation, and to anybody else that's experiencing similar type things out there in the community. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to you as well. So I guess in that case, we'll be back again Monday, but we'll have to call this one a wrap.
Hey, Jen. Where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want to cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.